alive with resistance.
Yes?
You hit the water hard. It's like a wall. Smack, crack, you break. If you dive with grace, you enter the water smoothly, effortlessly, soundlessly. Do you understand the difference?
Yes. Except that I'm not clear on the leap I'm to take at this point.
You're not? The leap is to be your full self as best you can. Are you doing everything in your life that you would deem to be representative of the most exciting things you could do? Or are you holding back?
I must be holding back because I can't, right now, I can't get in touch with what's the most exciting thing.
You can't?
Well, I haven't, or I've not
you
allowed
haven't?
Myself to.
Well, it's not that complicated, you know. Do you want us to help illuminate this idea
yes,
once again?
I would like you to.
All right. May I ask you a question first?
Yes.
Thank you. Why did you attend this interaction?
Because I love learning.
Because you love learning. So what you're telling me is that out of all the options you had available to you at that particular moment, you chose the one that excited you the most?
Yes.
Well, you see, that wasn't so hard.
No.
Are you telling me that you don't believe that that's all you have to do every moment? That it's got to be more complicated than that?
I'm wanting to learn that it isn't more complicated than that.
Well, you just did learn that.
Yes.
You already did it.
Yes.
And it isn't any more complicated than that. All you have to do at the end of this interaction, or even in the middle of it, is decide that about all the options that are available to you to act upon in the next moment, choose the one that contains the highest excitement and act to the best of your ability on it. And in the next moment, choose again. And then the next moment, choose again. Whatever it is that contains the highest excitement, whatever it is that contains the highest excitement, act on it to the degree that you are capable of acting on it to the best of your ability. That's all you have to do. Moment to moment to moment to moment, every day. That's all you have to do, and you will be living your highest excitement.
Okay, now, one more question. I have friends who want me to run for public office.
Do you want to?
I didn't feel excited about it when they mentioned it.
Oh, all right. Do you now?
I'm still...
All right. Always understand that you have the ability, all of you, to check on yourself in the following way once again. When something is offered to you, when a potential opportunity comes up, allow yourself to ask yourself, well, is it exciting or not exciting because of how I'm coloring it, or because it really is representative of who I am? Once you have made that honest assessment, are you downplaying it, not allowing it to be as exciting as it actually could be because you're afraid of something, because of a definition, because you are putting the definition on it? Or is it really not your excitement? Or are you allowing something to seem exciting that really isn't your highest excitement because you're actually afraid to go in the direction of your highest excitement, and you're just labeling this as exciting so that you won't have to face the change that you have to make, which you fear will be not exciting? You have to ask yourself those kinds of questions. And when you determine whether or not what you've been offered really is or isn't exciting, then you will know what to do. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And that's what I've been doing, is reflecting every
day. Right.
You know,
you don't have to make a decision now.
Okay.
Does that help you?
That helps a lot, Richard. Thank you so much.
And
what?
And if you decide to go in that direction, well, I would suggest that perhaps you could saunter. You don't have to run for office.
Thank you.
You could stroll for office.
I love it. That's
because
I love
perhaps
it.
That's what's scaring you, is that you feel you have to run.
That is it. You
yes.
You got it right there.
So stroll for office. If that's what will make it exciting, then stroll. One of the ways to check and see whether or not a thing really excites you is to examine it from all possible definitional angles. And when you change the definition, see if it becomes all of a sudden exciting. And when you change the definition and all of a sudden it is exciting, you know you've hit the mark. And you know you're on track.
Well, you hit the mark.
No, you did.
Okay, you helped.
Thank you. Always willing to do that. Does that help you then?
That helped me a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Number six.
I'd like some help.
Wait a minute. What happened to hello and good day?
I did that telepathically.
Yeah? All right.
Like this afternoon.